Let's move on to some other matters, because over the next few days, many homes will be busy with back to school routines. In some houses, the cost should be a little less than last year. For the first time, students in the junior cycle at second level will receive free school books. The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, is with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Can we talk first of all about the mechanics of this scheme? Will it include everything, including, you know, copy books, journals and the like?
Indeed it does. Just as you finish on that item on Nell, I just do want to be associated with those very lovely words of celebration of Nell McCafferty. I think she was an enormous presence in all of our lives. She was a warrior, but I think very beautifully it has been captured that she was an extremely witty woman, and I think she used that wit to disarm us all and to shine a light really on the talent and potential of women. So,
and to scare a few people as
and
well.
And to scare a few, and that was worthwhile too. That was very important. So just want to celebrate her and remember her today and express gratitude for who she was and what she's done for all of us, particularly women. But in relation to the books, I do want to say yes, that it's a €68 million investment. It builds on the free books provided at primary school, and so now at post-primary school for the first 3 years it will include textbooks and additional resources, you know, like exam papers and calculators and copy books, as you have said. And it is a huge uplift, I suppose, really, to parents. You know, I meet parents all the time, the length and breadth of the country, and I know it's a difficult and stressful time in terms of getting everything ready for the return to school. And even last night in the Dome I met parents who were just so appreciative of one less burden in terms of the cost for return to school. So it's a very positive measure in that it also ensures that there is an equality of opportunity for all children and all young people, the equal opportunity of access to the books and the resources that they require for their education.
All right. When then will it be extended to the senior cycle?
Well, I've never made a secret of the fact that it, you know, since becoming minister, it has been my absolute determination and ambition to introduce it. And we took an incremental step there, you know, first began with the primary school, now went to post-primary. And it is my ambition, all things being equal, to be able to do it in the budget, to finish out, if you like, into senior cycle.
So you're asking then that it be introduced, what, this time next year?
Well, again, I am saying I'm very conscious that I'm having those discussions with the ministers concerned. And I know that there are competing demands as well within the Department of Education and across government. But I think there's been a very positive endorsement by wider government for the measure. I will be doing my absolute best to ensure that we have it in place for as part of budget 2025. But again, I can only confirm that after budget 2025, but it is a priority for me.
You mentioned the cost to parents of books, but surveys show that many parents still have difficulty meeting other costs. And one of the key issues for them is the so-called voluntary contribution, which really, let's face it, is often anything but voluntary. Will you be seeking increased funding for schools?
Well, again, the level of funding that has gone into schools in the last 4 years is a record level of funding. We've never had as much money going into the schools, but I don't underestimate the challenges that are there for schools. We increased the capitation last year and increased a significant percentage of it on a permanent basis.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a one-off. And yet that voluntary contribution, so-called, persists.
And I want to acknowledge that, but I want to be very clear, as you refer to it, it is voluntary. There is no parent in the country or guardian in the country that can be asked for any monies whatsoever for the education and the teaching of the curriculum or any resource like that within the school. I want to be very, very clear of that. But I do acknowledge that, you know, more and more the cost right across the country, no matter what field or discipline you're involved in, costs are increasing. We have increased capitation last year on a permanent basis. We also ensured that there was a cost of living measure that went into the schools as well. And we're talking tens of millions of euro here. And obviously I will be seeking to do something similar in the budget as it comes up in October.
Yet again this year, many schools will be reopening without their full complement of teaching staff. Now, we heard last week from the teachers' union saying you still haven't done enough to attract young people into the profession and to retain existing teachers. So when will we see additional measures?
Well, I think, to be fair, we need to be very accurate in this space here. We have more than 74,000 teachers working in our schools. That's the highest level of teachers we've ever had in the country.
Would you agree that there still aren't enough?
But if I could just say, that 74,000 is as I said, greater than we've ever had before. Obviously, we do need more and more. For example, we have made huge strides in the area of special education. That means one teacher for six pupils. So we've more than 3,300 special education classes now, 2/3 of them delivered in the last 4 years. So of course, we need more and more teachers. We are attracting more and more into the system every year.
For example, again, as you acknowledge yourself, we still don't have enough teachers.
Well, to be fair, I think there are areas where there can be pinch points. And I've always admitted that, you know, we're a country at near full employment. There are challenges in many sectors, whether it's in hospitality or healthcare or whatever. We are no different in education. But we have introduced a suite of measures to support our teachers. So, for example, this year we're introducing a €2,000 bursary for those who are doing the Masters in Education. We've introduced free upskilling courses for teachers. We've ensured that additional places are made available in teacher training colleges. And we have almost 4,000 teachers graduating this year and 4,000 undergraduates who are working in our schools.
As you mentioned, that Masters in Education, one measure specifically mentioned by the unions is the length of time it now takes to qualify as a teacher. Have you ruled out returning to a one-year training course?
Well, again, some students or prospective teachers choose to do the four-year course, and you know, from the beginning they've made the decision to go into teaching. Others are doing their primary degree and then doing the two-year Masters.
But it used to be a one-year course.
Yeah, and indeed, just in relation to that, I just want to say that 2 years Masters, over time, I suppose the demands on education have changed quite considerably. There are new courses, there are new new responsibilities in education, and therefore, I suppose the teaching preparation course has had to reflect that in terms of the 2 years.
But just to be clear about it then, you're not in favour of going back to the one-year course?
Well, I would always say nothing is ever off the table, but to, I suppose, ameliorate that, we have introduced the bursary this year. We will look at other initiatives that we can do, but I do think more and more is being required in terms of curriculum delivery and everything else. So it is quite demanding. I think we need to have full training, but, you know, nothing is totally off the table in fairness.
Your cabinet colleague, Patrick O'Donovan, the Minister for Higher Education, he has said he wants to see an end to single-sex schools, and he says society would be better if all schools were co-ed. Do you agree?
Well, I think in fairness, actually, if you look at all of the new schools that are coming on stream under new patronage, by and large, they're all actually co-educational schools. But I do think the element of choice is important. The decision of what type of school is going to be there is a matter actually for the patrons. So they will decide. But more and more, I think, as I say, when we see the new schools, it's more and more moving towards co-education.
But you wouldn't get rid of all the single-sex schools?
No, I wouldn't actually. I think choice is important as well. But I think more and more when that choice has been made, we've seen in the newer schools that are coming on stream, we're seeing the choice is moving towards co-education. But I think the choice is important.
The Minister for Finance, as people will know from our news bulletin earlier, he has signalled his intention to postpone the proposed residential zoned land tax, something the Green Party is strongly opposed to. Will Fianna Fáil have to back down on this?
No, I welcome the announcement by Minister Jack Chambers. I think this is a measure that I've proactively engaged with him on, and I think the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party have been very clear on this. What we're looking for here is a sense of balance. You know, obviously we're driving on with housing delivery. We're seeing 50,000 commencements, a record delivery this year. But we also must be very clear of the importance of agriculture. I come from a rural constituency myself. The importance of agriculture, the contribution that's made by those who are active in the area.
All right. So to be clear
penalised.
You're saying that the introduction of this tax is going to be deferred.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's right and proper. I think we're a country that depends on agriculture. We depend on our farmers to be active in the space of agriculture. And if we're to do that, well, then we must support
them.
And
does that put you then in a head-on collision with the Green Party, who have said this is absolutely not the right thing to do?
Well, I think, look, always around a table when you have three parties in government, there's going to be discussion, there's going to be engagement. There's not always going to be unanimity. But what we are asking for here, and what the Minister, Jack Chambers, has announced really, is an element of balance is what we're talking about here. Balance in terms of housing delivery, but balancing the obligation and the responsibility we have to the agricultural sector as well. I think, by and large, at the end of the day, everybody across society, irrespective of your political background, you can see the opportunity and the importance of balance. This is a balanced measure.
Minister for Education, Norma Foley, thank you for being with us on the News at One.